So we left off just a couple of loose ends from yesterday's shiur before we begin our next major sugya. So we were talking yesterday about the relationship between Garmi versus Dabar and the Mammon. So everyone, all the Rishonim, are bothered with this problem, is that when the Gemara is trying to ascertain that Rabbi Meir buys into Dabar and the Mammon, he has to go running and searching for the Shimon, and the Gemara left out the obvious source, then Rabbi Meir himself. You know that Rabbi Meir buys into Din de Garmi, so isn't that indicative of the fact that he probably buys into Dabar Gur Mammon also? So we saw Tosfos showed you reasons why maybe they're not exactly the same, and we saw Rambans, and well, a lot of different reasons why they're possibly different. And then Tosfos at the very end threw a curveball at him. Tosfos said they're very, very different from one another. Din de Garmi and Dabar Gur Mammon are mamish kimecha bizar from Arab. One's their ice and one's their abonad. Just because Rabbi Meir holds Din de Garmi doesn't mean he holds. Doesn't necessarily mean that he holds Dabar Gur Mammon, which would be a Din D'Oraisa. So Din D'Oraisa is only a Din D'Rabbana, and that's it. That's all there is there, ain't no more. So we picked up on that, and we said, is that true? So that was a big machlekes of Rishonim. So the other day, when Tosfos Tzavos didn't buy into this, the Ramban Beferish writes that Din D'Oraisa, he thinks, is a Din D'Oraisa. And we kind of left it hanging. We tried to bring Raya, back and forth and back and forth. There was no convincing, no compelling Raya to either Tzad. So it really is a real major machlekes of Rishonim as to whether Din D'Garmi is only a Chumah Midrabban or Din D'Garmi is Mamash a real Din of Mazik Midraisa. If one would subscribe to the fact that Din D'Garmi is only a Din Midrabban, that would make life a lot easier for us in terms of just defining properly what is Garmi and what's not Garmi. There is a very, very basic question that we'll be trying to deal with primarily in the second Berakh of Azasra, where the Gemara says that Grumma B'Dezikin is Potter. If I cause Nezik, if I cause damage, Derech Grumma, a very indirect form of a damage, so then I'm going to be Potter. Grum b'zikin is potter of a loss. You're not allowed to do it. Also to be mazik somebody derech grumma, but in terms of whether you're chayv and the mamonis and beizim shemaf, at least the answer is no. Grum b'zikin is potter. So the Rishonim have a lot of trouble just putting their fingers on what exactly is grumma, which is potter, and what exactly is garmi that is chayv. Where exactly do you draw that line? So the Rishonim basically point out that if you hold that garmi is a dimid deraisa, then you really, really got to work hard. But if you're dealing with dimid deraisa, gdaris deraisa, you have to work really, really hard to show when something is X and when something is not X. So you gotta come up with some kind of definition of when do we know we're dealing with Garmi and when do we just fall back into the category of Grumma. So Tosfos and the Rosh, all the Rishonim try, the Rambam, everyone tries to give some kind of a Hagdara as to what the difference is. If you take the approach of the Ritzvah at the end of the Tosfos from yesterday, that the whole Garmi is only Midrabbanan, the Chum made the whole thing up, so then the answer is very simple, that whenever the Chum thought that this was a little bit more, looks a little bit worse, is a little bit more likely to be damaging. So then we're going to say that's chayev. And whenever the Chacham didn't feel like calling that chayev, so they left it called potter. In other words, there is no real difference. Grum and Garmi are really all the same thing. With their eyes and the real potter. It's just with the Rabban. And they said, this is chayev, this is potter, this is chayev, this is potter. This is more likely, this looks worse, this smells worse, this is more deliberate. So they came up with klal about the love of the Rabban enough to be so absolute, so medactic, the chutasaira, in your definition between Grum and Garmi. If you hold that Garmi is mamash din d'oraisa, then you have to really, really work hard. So again, it's easier. The Ritzvos Pshat is easy in terms of the Grum and Garmi dilemma. That's not necessarily a reason to say Pshat, but I'm saying that is an added benefit, an added bonus of the Ritzvos Pshat. The end of the day is when you build Afkamina, whether the Ritzvos is right, not right, whether Garmi is d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, at the end of the day you have to pay anyway, my Afkamina. So the Rishonim point out there are a few Afkamina. Some of them are actually things that we spoke about in the past, in a little bit different context. But we spoke about different kenosos, different things that sometimes mikra din you don't really have to do, but midrabanan they instituted a kenos on you. So we know that there's a certain area of mazik that happens to fall to that category, where we pass in the loch of a hezek shen nikar. Hezek shen nikar is fundamentally lav shmehezek. We spoke about this several times. Halachic damage, and on the tama yetruma min hasich yawain, etc. So when I cause halachic damage to you, min atura, that's not called adma mazik, but midrabanan I still have to pay. Why? Because they were kones, they made a kenas. So we spoke a lot about earlier on this couple weeks ago about whenever the chacham make a kenas on something, do they make a kenas only for the person who violated it b'mezid, or did it even extend the kenas to someone who violated b'shayyei? So the machlekes is a tenaimer. They have reviewed a concert to b'mezid. No concert, right? Rings a bell. Bechina coming up, right? Okay, something. We spoke about this a little bit. So what would the din be if a person damages somebody derech garmi or be b'shayyei? I burned down your shtar b'shayyei. I thought it was my shtar. I didn't realize it. I decided I'm going to burn down the shtar. I thought I'm going to burn my big. Don't they sometimes make a mortgage burning party? No, isn't such a thing? No, don't people do that? They don't do that when the mortgage finishes. right? If they're paying off the mortgage for the last 50 years, so they take the last statement, they burn it or something, you know? Isn't it something like that? Right there is such a nahuk. So here I go ahead and I'm ready to burn that, don't worry, I'm nowhere near that point. So first, a person is getting all excited, he's ready to burn his mortgage, and then little did he realize that he burned somebody else's shtar by mistake. Gavald, he was so shtar, I feel spared, I apologize, I'm so terrible, I feel terrible. The guy says, you feel terrible? We just cost me $100 million. I'm so sorry. Takes me to a din Torah. I'm a chayv a potter. So it was mazgim derech garmi. So we paskin, like Rav Meir, don't do the garmi, but it was b'shegi. So it was shegi chayv ana. So comes the Ramban and says, of course shegi is chayv. Why? So the mut guy, according to Ramban, is dina de gami. It's like knasa de gami, it's dina de gami. So you chayv b'shegi. And according to Tais, according to the Ritzvah, not so simple, according to the Ritzvah, it was b'shegi. So the low kinds of shegi to maize it probably, and therefore b'shegi, dina gami is going to be potter. So that would be a one interesting nafkamina. Not the most common, but an interesting nafkamina. Then you have another nafkamina, also borrowing off the sugyas of Hezek and Nikar. The Gemara says in the fifth parak of Sechas Gittin, that since we passed through the Hezek and Nikar is really potter min haTorah, it's not really called the Olam Mahasik, it's only Kedas with the Rabbanon. What if Timei Taraisa Shechaver Rumeis? Reuven goes ahead and he's Batame Shimon's stuff, and then Reuven dies. So now Shimon takes Reuven's kids to a din Torah. You gotta pay. What's the din? So if a person's father was Mahasik before he dies, and the children have to pay, Nikra din yeah. If Reuven is chayav, he left crack the chosim, he gives the chosim, so Vadi has to pay. Comes the Gemara and says, if you would hold that Hezek Shed or Nikra is deraisa, it's mamash adam ha-mazik, so then he becomes chayav in deraisa, then that chiv goes on to the chosim, the children have to pay for the damage that the father inflicted. But if you hold that Hezek Shed or Nikra is on him in deraban like we hold, so it's only a knas, with the day konser rabbana, the brave konser rabbana. They only made a kenas, and the guy who did the aveir, innocent guy, kids didn't do anything wrong. Why should we make a kenas to them? So come to Rishon and borrow that gemara and the sugya of dina degami as well. So the guy burns. The guy's burning down. The other guy is a star, and Lord, he does a good job. He kills himself also. He ends up dying also. Right, and then he dies. So now we want to know: do the kids have to pay or not? Do they have to reimburse the nizak? So if you hold that din of degami is a din deraisa, it's like I broke your window. It's another mod olam, so the chiyuv goes to the children also. But if you hold that's only midrabbanim, it's b'taras kenas. So the taras kenas is going to be like a hezek shen nikah tika kenas, which the gemara is the most of the fair she doesn't go to the children. So you have a few nafkaminas ladina. So again, so the sugya, which starting we've been focusing on the sugya from a very limited perspective, just in terms of how it fits into the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon. We were sensitive to the fact that the Gemara had to go run to Ravina Kurbi Shimon, so this got the ball rolling about, opened up the Ritzvah's possibility that Dinah Gami is on Midir Rabbanan. So you should just know that this sugya branches out. Whenever you talk about Dinah Gami, you have to always ask yourself that question. Do we hold it to Ritzvah? Do we hold it to Ramban? How does this Gemara work? How can we work with Ramban after Dinah Ladina? There are a lot of things that emanate from this sugya. Okay? Good, that was just a Shariah. Yeah. You're going to get like two, three Shariah in a day.